Wikipedia.
Today is Tuesday, September 10th, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Ken Snakehips Johnson. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome back to another episode of Wikipedia, where we dive deep into fascinating topics explored on Wikipedia. Today, we're exploring the life and legacy of a truly unique figure in music history, Ken Snakehips Johnson. Ken Snakehips Johnson, born in 1914, was not just a talented musician. He was a cultural phenomenon, and his story intertwines with the evolution of jazz and popular music in the 1940s. Let's set the stage a bit. Picture the vibrant, smoky nightclubs of London during the war years. It was an era when the world was caught up in turmoil, yet the resilience of human spirit shone through the creativity of artists like Johnson. Now, Johnson wasn't your typical musician. He began his career in Jamaica, where the rhythms of calypso music inspired him. As a young boy, he was fascinated by the sound of instruments like the piano and the saxophone, which would eventually become cornerstones of his style. It's fascinating to think about how early influences shape a person's artistry. Consider for a moment, what were some of the formative experiences that shaped your own interests or passions? Transitioning to the UK in the late 1930s, Johnson found himself amidst a wave of cultural cross-fertilization. The British jazz scene was burgeoning, and he became a key figure, mixing Caribbean rhythms with jazz, creating a vibrant and eclectic sound. Imagine for a moment the excitement of that fusion, the syncopated beats colliding with melodic improvisation. It was revolutionary. But let's talk about his nickname, Snake Hips. This name came from his mesmerizing dance moves, which were celebrated as much as, if not more than, his musical talent. Johnson's performances were a visual spectacle, blending jazz with the energetic dance style known as the Lindy Hop. This begs the question, how much does performance style impact our perception of an artist's music? When you listen to someone like Beyoncé, for example, do you find yourself influenced by her dance skills as much as her music? From 1939 onward, Johnson led the Savoy Syncopators, a band that brought together varied genres and played at popular venues like the Savoy Hotel in London. His popularity soared as he gained accolades for his charisma on stage and innovative sound. Johnson was able to attract diverse audiences, jazz enthusiasts and dancers alike, bridging cultural gaps in a period marked by segregation in many parts of the world. This was a time when music acted as a unifying force, transcending the divisions that political strife had created. Sadly, Johnson's ascent was cut short. With the outbreak of World War II, he joined the British Royal Air Force. Even there, he did not abandon his passion for music. He set up music programs to boost morale among troops, illustrating the power of music even in the darkest of times. Isn't it amazing how some people can turn their art into a beacon of hope? It reminds me of how music festivals and concerts today are often not just about entertainment, but bring communities together and foster resilience during tough times. In 1941, tragedy struck. It was in a tragic event during an air raid that Ken Snakehips Johnson lost his life. He was only 27 years old. Johnson's legacy, however, didn't fade with him. His influence can be traced through generations of artists who followed, especially in the realm of ska, reggae, and pop. The sound he helped cultivate would set the stage for many musical movements that would follow. Consider this. How many people's contributions do you think often go unrecognized, yet help shape the world we live in today? It's crucial to discuss how Ken Snakehips Johnson's story is not just about music. It's also about cultural exchange and the idea of breaking boundaries. His journey sheds light on a critical point in history, highlighting how music can be both a form of resistance and a bridge among cultures. As we reflect on the lessons from his life, I can't help but wonder, are we nurturing our own cultural exchanges today? Are we listening to voices from different backgrounds and adapting those influences into our lives? As we wrap up today's exploration of Ken Snakehips Johnson, I encourage you all to delve deeper into his work, listen to the recordings of the Savoy Syncopators, and witness the magic yourself. How does his music resonate with you? Can you hear the threads of connection to the music of today? The legacy of Ken Johnson reminds us of the importance of music, not just as an art form, but as a critical component of social history and change. Live music, dance, and culture are unifying forces that remind us of who we are and where we come from. Thanks for joining me today in this captivating journey through the life of Ken Snake Hips Johnson. Until next time, keep exploring, keep questioning, and most importantly, keep listening.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, Ken Snake Hips Johnson. Thanks for listening. See you next time.